This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are...
Nerdette.
What is going on? How the hell are you?
I'm fine, man.
You enjoying a nice cold drink you got next to you?
It's about fucking time. God damn it, man. It's been like 8 months, man. Our fridge has been shit. We finally got a new one. And I'm so freaking happy.
You know what, man? It was Saturday and I came out into the, and this conversation has come up a few times over the past couple of weeks, but really over the past couple of days, it really ramped up. And Saturday, I'm like, you know what, man, we gotta fucking do something about this.
Yeah.
And we just kind of threw everything out there, like, this is the situation. We're just gonna fucking do it. So I went out and ordered a fridge.
And it hurt. But yeah, we can't sit here with a non-working fridge. It's just so fucking ridiculous. Like, at least twice a month, it would just get warm for no fucking reason.
It works, and my limited technology, you know, advanced, my handyman limited skills there, you know, mine would dictate that there was something wrong with the timer, or it was just getting too cold, or something would happen inside.
Yeah.
And that's about as technical I can get with it. And it would just shut off for a couple of days and come back. Like, it was perfectly fine, and it was just too inconsistent. We had to throw out shit. It was just a waste.
So whatever, got a new fridge.
Are you happy
with
it?
Yeah.
Beautiful fridge, man.
I hated the other one. Anyway, I don't like black appliances.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're about to get us canceled again. I was going to say, hold your tongue there, lady.
Just that fridge was so, it was big. It was just gross. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad now we have a silver one. French doors, and I'm happy.
French doors means it costs a little bit extra because it's got the word French in there. So obviously it costs a little bit more. But it is a very sharp looking fridge. Yeah. Stainless steel looks good with everything. And it's going to look good with the paint because we had to keep that in mind. We're getting that done in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we got something happening tomorrow, too. Your favorite project of all.
It's blinds, man, that we've needed for a very long time.
I know.
We're finally getting things done. So what's going to happen?
Everything's already happened. I don't think we can get much worse than what's been going on here the past couple of fucking, you know, weeks or so. But everything is good, man. We're here and, you know, it's a beautiful fucking week. It's another Monday, obviously. People hate Mondays because you're going back to the start of the work week.
Oh,
but you know what?
I do want to say that... Mm-hmm. We do have another member of the family that just refuses to fucking leave this house.
Oh.
The snake made an appearance this week. It has been out there every fucking day. You did something. You scared it that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it disappeared for a week. I have seen it every single day.
It wasn't called backup because now there's one on the side of the house.
There's one in the front that's living in the ground.
Yeah.
Under this. I don't even know what the fuck that one came from.
Dude, it's the
worst
thing.
And
now
we have one in the back. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, we have like a fucking walkway that's made of stone or cement, whatever the fuck it is. And the snake squeezes under there somehow. And I'm looking like, what the fuck? There's no hole. It just like goes into the fucking cement.
And disappears.
It vanishes.
So, whatever. We just have snake pets.
We got Harry Houdini the snake. It's just like, just start splitting the rent with this motherfucker.
They're just going to start coming in the house. They're going to be in the toilet. They're going to fucking be underneath the dishwasher. They're going to make their way in here.
You're racking up the phone bill, eating fridge,
it's
food
just,
out the fridge.
Yeah, it's just whatever. I'm over it at this point. Like, the goddamn snake is just like, oh, yep, I'm here. Hello, good morning. And then it disappears.
We keep forgetting, because we were at the store the other day. We keep forgetting snake traps and shit.
We were literally there. To look at the prices and look at all the different fridges to figure out which kind we were going to eventually get. Because we weren't planning to buy one at that moment. We were just looking and pricing things out. We were right at the fucking store. We didn't even freaking get any of the snake be gone crap.
Well, I was high and you were just fucking... You were high on life or something, man.
No, I was looking at the fridges and then Jenna was getting aggravated in the store. And I was just like... And I didn't even think about it. And then we come home and the snake comes out of the stoop. And I'm like, well... Great. So
fucking just sneaks his little fucking just
so
comes
he's
out of
just
nowhere.
Back out there. I might as well just go pick him up and just bring him inside. Make a nice little home and
might as well just fucking let him in.
For him.
Just fucking give him a spot in the house.
God damn it.
Fuck
this
it.
Fucking thing. Like
Why
at
not?
Least all I can say is that at least it's a black one. It's not one of the bad ones.
Yeah,
it's a black one. He's
they
out
eat
there
other snakes
for
and stuff.
A reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're in this yard.
I would rather see
assuming...
one or two snakes and 1,000 mice.
I'm assuming it's the damn bird feeders, but I'm refusing to get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of them.
I mean, so, I'm about to get rid of you and the fucking bird feeder. Solve all my fucking problems.
Ooh. Whatever. But that's it. Nothing else has been going on. We got a new fridge. That was the big excitement. And then tomorrow I get the new blinds that I've wanted. And then we're only two, three weeks away from the painting getting done.
I can't wait for that shit to get done. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for that fucking paint. We've been wanting that done for a while now, and it's just finally things kind of fell into place, and now we can finally get it done. And it's a nice feeling. It's gonna look all new, man. And like now we're looking at other projects, and we started with the big ones, and now they're all small things that'll just you know get done quicker. So everything is gonna start to happen rapidly. It's just the big things we had to get first, and now it's easier to work your way down, you know, as opposed to working your way up. It's fucked. I would rather start at the top and work my way down. It's a lot easier, man.
Well, we have goals for next year. Yeah. What do we want to get done? So
yeah, little bullshit things, but nothing crazy. You been watching anything?
Have I been watching anything? I don't think so. Did I watch anything? No. I had a I seriously had to think. Like, what day of the week is it? No.
You're worse than me, man. I feel like I'm on autopilot all day long. I forget what I've been doing. Like, I fucking, you know, I forgot what I was doing before we even hit the record button here. I forgot what the hell. I was laying in the bed just fucking staring into space. I feel like someone just unplugs my battery and puts it in when needed.
I'm an episode behind on Big Brother Canada.
Yeah.
So I have that to watch. And then I think I'm an episode behind on Deal or No Deal Island. So, but that's it. Like, I'm not watching, like, a show.
It's been a long time. It's been months.
I know, I just don't feel like it.
Well, good for you. I've been picking up the slack there, and I watched all Sex and the City.
Yeah.
The entire fucking series. I finished both movies, and now I'm on to the aftermath here. It's called Just Like That. But I'm just going to wrap up the first six seasons because that's its own thing right there. You know, it's the original. That's the way it should have been, in my opinion. I don't know why they needed to do movies, but they did anyway. The series overall was really good. It was fun. I had my favorite characters. I already went over who my favorite couples were and everything. It was a very satisfying ending, and everybody ended happily. And that's the way it should have fucking stayed. It should have stayed that way. It really should have been. It ended exactly how I wanted it to end, and I was happy. Certain people weren't with who I wanted them to be with, but it all ended great. You know, Carrie ended up with her guy. Miranda was happily married. Charlotte was happily married. Everything was good. Everybody was fucking happy. And then you do the movies, and the movies just felt like longer versions of the show, and movies really, I didn't really give a shit too much about them. They were just kind of fan service movies. I'm more excited to talk about this Just Like That show, which is what came afterwards. I guess I'll just give a final score for Sex and the City. If I had to give that one a final score, it would be an A-, I would give it. It was a really good show. But then it suffers from Indiana Jones syndrome, where it's like, okay, you had the first three were great, but you had to keep fucking continuing, and it gets worse and progressively goes down. So it starts off at an A-. After the movies, I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a B+. And then this other show comes out, and it fucking completely turned the show upside down. Complete 180. It's the most woke fucking show I have ever seen.
Oh, why are you watching it then?
Dude, it is because Sex and the City was so great. I was telling you on the show like last week how Samantha was calling them trannies and threw hot water out the window and hit one of them. I'm like, that was a different time. Now the show is completely woke. There is so much gay and trans bullshit already. I mean, the one main character, who's one of the four girls, now three girls because Samantha's not in it, Miranda completely changed. She was happily married to a guy. She had a kid. Everything was great. Now she's a fucking lesbian. All of a sudden, she's
that
a lesbian.
That happened on a million little things.
But dude, like, out of nowhere.
For what? There was no signs of that. I could see if she was making eye contact with a girl or flirting or something. There was no contact. Woke up fucking a lesbian.
Complete
the next
lesbian.
Season.
Out of fucking... Yeah. She's so...
Oh,
God. Carrie used to be a writer. Now she's a podcaster. And she's just like one of three people. She's not even a star anymore. She's just like a... She's just one of a group of people in a podcast. And she uses words like triggered now, and it's really weird. I'm like, what the fuck happened to these people? It's not the same show. It's complete 180. The characters are completely different. It lost everything that made it what it was. So they were talking about being triggered and shit. There was an anti-racism comment already, and that escalates because Miranda is like social justice warrior Karen. She has a black friend who she feels like she has to save all the time. And the black friend's like, I don't need you to save me. Your white guilt and privilege makes... And she's like, am I being too much? Am I overbearing with the whole white protector guilt? I just want to help because if I see racism, I'm supposed to stop it and say something. And that
I,
is
I
actual...
I would have
stopped watching. No, I have to watch.
Oh, no.
I have to watch. No. It's like watching something horrible happen that you can't take your eyes away from. It's that bad. It's so fucking awful. It is the worst fucking show I've ever seen, and I would, and I'm doing it so other people don't have to watch it. I am watching this one so other people don't have to. I wanted to see what happened to these characters. Immediately in the first like episode or two, they fucking killed off one of the most beloved characters. Immediately killed the guy off. Killed him off. So now it's one person grieves the whole time. The other person fucking broke the heart of a guy who was like one of the more beloved guy characters in the show. He was Steve. Her husband, Steve, great guy, clueless idiot. He's from fucking Boston, you know, Boston Steve. Fucking clueless moron, lovable character. Fucking breaks his heart to become a lesbian out of nowhere. Her kids hate her. Everyone hates her. She's a piece of shit to her friends. All of a sudden, she's like stalking this lesbian chick. The lesbian chick's like, whoa, we just had sex one time. She's showing up at her comedy club. She's fucking stalking her, calling her all the... Like, what the fuck happened to this character? Like, even the fucking lesbian's like, whoa, we're not even dating. She's like, this is my girlfriend. And she's, like, all into this lesbian life. Completely fucking threw away everything. Her family and friends to be a fucking lesbo now. It's the weirdest fucking thing with her. I hate that character. Oh, the reason why she wanted to divorce him is because the sex apparently wasn't the way it used to be. Motherfucker, you guys got together when you were in your 20s. You're in your fucking 50s now. What the fuck do you think? It doesn't get better. Get the fuck out of here, man. These... It's... She is the most selfish cunt. I hate this character now. Like, what they did to Miranda's character. She is easily one of the most fucking top three most vile people I've seen on a fucking television show. I watch a lot of shit lately. She's top three most vile. She fucking left her fucking... The guy's, like, losing his hearing. He's starting to lose his mind a little bit, you know, and he's still the same lovable guy. He's so fucking nice. Even after she left him for the lesbian, he's helping out her friends still. Like, what the fuck? This guy's great. And now it makes you hate her even more because of what she's doing. Oh, my God. I fucking can't stand it. Worthless cunt. And the fucking girlfriend that she's dating uses they-them pronouns. And that's how she talks about the person to other people. Well, I have to go with they to... Like, what the fuck, man? Oh, and Carrie and her friend, to top it all off, she's got this new Indian friend because you got to inject every nationality into the show. And one of the podcast people is an Asian guy, Bobby Lee, the comedian. So they got everything in this fucking show now, you know? They even got Miranda's new black friends. They even wear African garb, and the husband wears one of those fucking colored hats and shit on his head because they have to get the point across. If you couldn't tell they were fucking black, they're African, super fucking African. Put the hat on the motherfucker. Fucking kumbaya, motherfucker. And I think she teaches African studies or some shit. Miranda's in that class for some unknown fucking reason. She used to be a fucking lawyer. Dude, I don't know what they did to this show, man. They fucking destroyed it. It is the worst, biggest steaming pile of shit. And I'm going to watch season two. Because this is one of those things. It's like, hey, the oven says hot, but the kid puts their hand and touches it anyway and wonders why they got burned. That's me right now with this fucking show. I hate it. But to top it all off, so Carrie and her friend are in line to get into some club. And they used to hop the lines when they were younger, of course. So they're in line and then, you know, they were like, when's the last time you've been in the line like this? You know what Carrie goes? To get my vaccine. And then the person's like, you know, I got my vaccine before the president did. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what are we advertising all the things now? We haven't even gotten to the fucking Ukraine saga yet. I'm sure that's season two. What happened?
I don't know. TV's changing.
You brought back a show that was one way and brought it back another way.
Yeah.
I can't fucking believe it. It was such a good show before, and they bring it and they bring this shit back. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck, man? It is so bad. And like, you bring this show back that people loved. You had a feel good. You were laughing when you watched the old Sex and the City. It was funny. You fucking do this shit. It's sad. You want to fucking cry. Or you're like, oh my God, she's depressed again. Oh, they keep bringing back the dead guy. They keep talking about the dead shit. Like, what the fuck, man? We want to have a good time. You don't want to watch TV. A show that was known to be a funny show. A feel-good show. And you go through and you bring it back as a fucking depressing, woke bullshit fucking 45-minute thing. What the fuck is wrong with TV these days? It's so bad.
Fucking, I don't know. It's not a show for me. Like, it's bad enough if it's sprinkled into my other shows. Like, Grey's Anatomy has sprinkled in, like...
Dude, it's all
like
over.
Like, COVID or whatever. But, like, then it moves on. Mm. So, I can't... If it's like that every episode, I couldn't do that.
The best character is the fucking gay guy. The gay guy's the best character. Mario Cantone's character, I think his name was Anthony in the show. So, Charlotte's kid apparently is a transgender. Out of nowhere, I want to be called Rock.
Oh, God.
The fucking name is Rock because the friends in school identify as Rock, so now she's Rock, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Cut the hair like a boy. I don't feel like a girl. That they did it all.
Yeah.
So fucking, the gay guy goes to talk to her, and I'm like, here's some dumb shit. And the gay guy's the only one that told her, oh, this is just a phase. This is stupid. She's not a rock. She's a girl. And I'm like, this, the gay guy's doing this. So I'm like, I like this guy. Because a lot of gay people do have that feeling with this trans bullshit. And they try to confuse it all by throwing them all in the same LGBTQ banner. But they're not like that.
Yeah.
So if I ever say, come on here and say, I fucking hate these people. It's not against, it's the transgender, look at me motherfuckers. Them, those are the ones I hate. So I just want to be more clear on that. But otherwise, I just want to move on from this fucking show. I'm never going to talk about it again. I am going to finish season two. Because it's that bad. It's like I have to see how much worse it can get.
So when season three comes out, are you going to watch?
I'll forget about it by then. I will forget about it. Season three, because it's not even going to go on my list as a thing to watch later. If I remember it and I just happen to stumble upon it one day.
If you're bored one day and there's another season on there.
If I feel like fucking, you know, feeling worse about life and the direction of the future, then maybe I'll turn it on. But yeah. A couple of good things I did. Just quick things here. The movie called Cat Person, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's about this guy. He comes to this movie theater. every so often, him and this girl that worked there, they strike up a conversation and start dating eventually. They both have scenarios in their head. You know how, like, I live in my fucking head. I'm always, like, fucking having conversations and shit that haven't happened yet. But then when they happen, it's exactly as it appeared. Mm-hmm. It's weird shit. But they do that same thing. Like, the girl's, like, she's with the guy. And in, like, one scene, they're, like, talking. The next scene, he's, like, trying to, like, force himself on her. But it's in her head. And then she thinks it's real. So she's fighting the guy. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And it's a lot of that in the movie. And he's got his own scenarios going on. And it's about their dating. And it just, it builds and builds to a crazy finale. Which has to be seen. It was a decent movie. I mean, it's got a couple of people there that you might recognize from Netflix
shows. You do that a lot. You'll come out and, like, I just had an argument with you in my head. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
It's like, bitch, we gotta get this thing going right now. We gotta fucking do it. And there was another movie I saw called Fall. I was watching that one last night, and it was about these two fucking dumb bimbos. It starts off with these two dumb fucking bimbos and this guy. They were rock climbing. And the guy slips and falls and dies. Fast forwards into the next scene where the girl was dating him and she's all upset and she never wants to climb again without him. And then the third party was like, I'm going to get you out there, girl. It's been a couple of years. We got to go out there. We got to get you back up in the sky. Of course, he fucking goes up there and they go to this random point in the middle of like fucking New Mexico. It's like this middle of a fucking, looks like where Walter and Jesse were baking meth.
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere. They have one giant tower there that they were like, we're going to climb it and put on Instagram, because that's the girl's motivation in life, is to put things on Instagram. Fucking climb this thing, and of course, you know, it's rusty, the ladders, the bolts and nuts are just slowly falling out as they climb to the top. Make it to the top, and the ladder breaks. And there's your fucking movie. These two bimbos, one has an amazing fucking set of tits, though. She has a push-up bra.
Oh, my God.
Her tits are flapping all over the place. You know, one's got a decent keister on her. I mean, but that's about all that's all you get. It's these two women just hanging out there. Negan's in it. Negan plays the dad. He's in there for about 5 total minutes of the whole movie, which is about 3 minutes longer than he was in Supernatural. 20 seasons of that fucking show.
Just to collect a paycheck.
He collects a lot of paychecks from a lot of different places. And his wife collected a paycheck for 6 seasons on One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go, man. It was a good movie, though. It really was. And there's a huge aha moment where I'm like, ah, okay. That made the whole movie worthwhile. So I would definitely recommend that one. Whatever the fuck it was called. The Good Heights or some shit. The fuck was Fall? It called? Fall. Thank you. You already deleted it from my notes. That's how much of an imprint it left in my fucking life. But there you go, man. I haven't been doing much of anything. Just kind of hanging out.
You do have a movie coming out on Friday, though.
I do.
Or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever day it's premiering.
Oh, boy. Ghostbusters, man. Frozen Empire. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
He has the biggest smile on his face.
Dude, I'm ready, man. These things, nothing makes me feel like a kid more than Ghostbusters. I was watching it, and I'm like, you know what? I already know what's going to happen. They're going to save the fucking day. But you know what?
Do.
I'm going to hear that fucking song at the end. I'm still going to get goosebumps, and I'm still going to be all smiling like an idiot with a tear down my eye, fucking all happy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be the happiest man ever on Friday. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
The Ghostbuster vehicle will probably be in the parking lot again.
I'm not going to go to the theater to see this one. I felt like such a fucking loser all by myself. I fucking felt like I should have pulled my dick out and jerked off like every other weirdo that's by himself does at the theater.
Oh my God. Fucking moron, dude.
I mean, fuck. I felt like such an idiot. I have a family. I still got to go to the movies by myself because the fucking kid can't sit still for 2 seconds and someone's got to be with her. What a fucking life, dude. You know, this life that we have is a true test of each other's faith, man. Like, you have to deal with me, and I got to deal with all of you. So it's like, what the fuck?
Dude, I deal with all of you, too.
Yeah, kind
of. I get the teenage attitude. I get the one that freaks out. Then I have you freaking out, like, all night long.
All day.
Like, please, man. And then I deal with the damn dogs.
Yeah. You got it pretty easy.
And the freaking snake. So I it's me.
You got it pretty easy.
Pretty easy, my ass. Oh, God.
So what else you got there before we get into the intro? Anything?
I don't think anything, man.
Yeah.
My life is pretty boring right now.
Yeah, mine's all right. You know, I've been just doing the old fucking bullshit. I can't wait for this one to be over, though, because I only got about 11 more episodes to go with the show. So I got the whole second season. I might even take
a break. Are they half-hour episodes?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
They made them longer for some reason. They fit more fucking woke in there, I guess. You'd see that extra 15 minutes to get some more fucking buzzwords in. Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man. I do got to find something else. So I'm trying to limit the things I have to, like, one or two shows at a time.
Yeah, because people are watching along with you. So
I got too much. Yeah, fucking poor pal in the chat. Fucking, I didn't even see where the fuck she was at. Like, I think she made it to the second show, the one I'm on, but I don't know what part.
And she doesn't like it.
I mean, I don't either, but I'm going to do it. I'll fucking do it if you want to show, so you don't have to. Like, I'm telling you, I will bite the bullet for everyone out there. Don't watch this fucking show. All right, so let's get on into it here. You got anything good, bad, indifferent? What do you got?
No, I don't think there's anything good that I have. Do I ever have anything good, though? Not really.
Yeah.
Not unless it's a get paid to watch, like, scary movies for 12 hours.
You can use fucking couple doses of that. Shit. All right, so here's one for you. This is Georgia woman. And I already checked.
It's not Sherry.
It's not Sherry.
For sure.
This one got stuck under a conveyor and died while trying to get her AirPod.
Oh, God. Is it really worth it?
One of mine fell in the toilet. You know what I did? I flushed the motherfucker.
He flushed it, man.
I watched it. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Flush. I put my hand in my own fucking
piss.
He
flushed it knowing that it was in there.
Yep. It sucks too. It sucks so bad. I was so upset. Because, I don't mind if it's the left one, but it was the right one that was still here. The left one fell. I'm like, motherfucker, that's the one. I always go to the left side. It's just the way that I'm built.
I don't know. And you were able to order just the one, yep. Right?
So 60 stupid. Bucks. I should have bought a whole new set. Fucking moron. Just get idiot written on my fucking forehead.
Oh.
All right, so this Georgia woman, not Sherry, she died last week after she dropped an AirPod under a conveyor and got caught in a chain that moves the machine while reaching for it. According to an incident report from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, a witness told investigators that line worker Alyssa Drinkard dropped the AirPod below the conveyor while on shift at a plant for Club Car on 9:45 on Friday. 21 years old.
Wow.
That explains the AirPod. I mean, that was probably like a whole fucking month's paycheck to buy that damn thing at 21.
Yeah, they're expensive.
The company makes golf carts and other vehicles. When she tried to get the earbud from under the machine, she got caught in the chain that moves the conveyor. Due to the way Drinkard was pinned, the witness identified as fellow worker Fazisa Smith was not able to get around, so she called for maintenance to come and shut the machine down. They began taking it apart once the machine was down and called 911. So they cut the metal frame from the conveyor and started to pull her out. She still had a pulse when she was freed from the machine, and emergency personnel performed life-saving measures on her before she was hospitalized. Oh, my goodness, man. Holy shit. Drinker was working across from Smith when Drinker said she dropped the AirPod. Smith then looked at the machine and saw the AirPod. She recalled telling Drinker that she'd get it for her once it was safe to do so. She said, "It's okay, I'll just get new ones." Only a second passed before Smith said she looked down and saw a horrifying scene. The machine caught her arm, Smith said, noting that it was bent and there was a significant amount of blood after Drinker tried to reach for the AirPod from her side of the workstation. So she's
why
like...
Why not wait until someone turns the thing off?
I mean, she must have been almost at the chorus of the song she was listening to, maybe.
You wait until maintenance gets there and shuts the damn thing off.
She was
off.
Almost at the part that went, wah, 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 and she had to stomp her feet and, you know, whatever
stupid.
The fuck, and clap her hands and some shit, whatever. So there you go, man. And the funny thing was they were like, oh, don't worry about it. She said don't worry about it, and then a second later, she fucking does it anyway.
And she said she could just buy new ones.
Oh, I could just buy new ones. And then she probably, wait a second, I got my car note.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I can see it. It's right there. Fucking dumb bitch. Not a fucking smart move here, man.
No.
You gotta be more careful.
21 years old, life wasted over an AirPod.
You know who I feel worse for? The poor fucking guy that's going to go in the break room and fucking change the days of that incident, sign back to zero and start from square one. He's going to do that walk of shame, take the numbers down, put the new ones up. Might not find enough zeros, but, you know, he's going to have to make do.
Oh,
poor
boy.
Fucking guy. I wonder what the streak was at before days of that incident, how they get reset. And no one gets anything for that either. I never worked at a company that was like, hey, look, we want 900 days.
I've never had a sign like that. I've never seen a sign like that.
It depends where you work. Certain places will have them back there. If you work with, like, cutlery, machinery, or some shit.
Oh.
All right, so Mississippi officer pleads guilty to forcing a prisoner to lick urine off the floor.
Yuck, man.
This is one of those human decency, human rights fucking things here, where it's like, all right, how nice should you treat a prisoner, you know? Like, how much decency should you give them?
Well, I mean, they're scumbags, but you don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be making them lick urine off the floor. Like, Who the fuck are you?
I mean, you treat them differently than you would someone at the grocery store where it's like, hey, how you doing? Because that person's not guilty of doing something, but it's like, where does the line get? I would love to see what they have to abide by, these officers. They must have to abide by certain standards and practices, like how to treat people that you deal with in the street kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So a former Mississippi police officer pled guilty Thursday to forcing a prisoner who was being booked in jail to lick urine off the floor of the holding cell. Michael Christian Green pled guilty to one count of deprivation of rights under color of law. The criminal information filed earlier this month alleged that Green, who was a patrolman for the Pearl Police Department, forced someone to lick urine off the cell floor after a December arrest.
And now guess what? He's in the cell right next to the dude.
Probably.
So what the fuck do you think is going to happen now, you stupid ass?
Like I would piss in front of his cell. Like, lick it up, bitch.
I mean, God.
The man who was booked after a disturbance at Sam's Club on December 23rd knocked on the door of a holding cell and said he needed to urinate. After a period of time, the man urinated in a corner. Don't they have little toilets in the cell, I thought?
They should, unless they're...
Oh, this is a holding cell.
Yeah.
It's a holding cell. Okay, they said holding cell.
They're a different cell.
Duh. Yeah, holding cell would be like the ones you see on TV, where they got, like, different little cages, and they're all fucking doing, like, gang dances and shit.
Oh, my God.
West Side Story. Anyway, after a period of time, the man urinated in the corner. Green allegedly threatened to beat him with a phone and commanded him to lick it up. Green stood in the doorway while the man, who gagged and then later vomited in a trash can, did so. Green recorded it on a cell phone. You'd think he'd be smarter. But I guess when you're a cop, you feel like you're just above it all. It doesn't apply to you anymore. Yeah. Green was relieved of his duties and resigned on December 27th, so just 4 days after he was fucking fired. If you're going to be a police officer, you got to do things right. You've got to operate within the Constitution of the United States. And I feel very strongly about that, was the chief of police's words, who let his ass go. There you go, man. I don't know. He caused a disturbance in a fucking supermarket. I mean, so he was just being an asshole in public. I don't know, man. I don't know. If the person says they have to go to the bathroom, you let him go to the fucking bathroom. You can't just wait, make him wait. You know, these are fucking human beings too, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
The guy says he's got to pee. I mean, that's the thing. You got to pee. What, are you going to make him pee himself? Otherwise, you're going to have this mess. You got to use your head if you're a fucking cop. Someone says they got to shit. You're going to make them shit themselves, because then that's a mess you're going to have to deal with, or someone else is going to have to deal with. Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, go. Please use the bathroom. Put your hands through the cell. We're going to put the cuffs on you. We're going to have this guy walk you back there, wait by the door, and then bring you back. What is the fucking harm letting the guy use the bathroom? At this point, you are abusing your power, because you're just going to fucking make the guy suffer for what, you know? He's not a fucking hard criminal. He's not a child molester or whatever, you know? It's a fucking cause of, like what are you fucking, like, yell at someone in a store for not getting a return or some shit? I don't know.
Everyone goes at stores now.
I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
Well, a Florida woman has found herself behind bars after she tried to sell her 18-month-old daughter for $500.
That's a bargain.
But then left her behind when nobody would buy her, according to the police department.
Chuck Schumer would have bought her.
$500.
Yeah.
The moment that happened, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Jessica Woods, 33, was arrested and charged with child neglect and abandonment, selling or surrendering a minor for property or money, and three counts of child abuse after the incident that unfolded outside a business on March 5th. After days of loitering around an unnamed business, an anonymous citizen asked Woods if she and her child needed help. The anonymous citizen worked at the business where Woods and her daughter were outside of, and was familiar with Woods because she frequented the area. Woods said she didn't need anything, but offered to sell her daughter for $500. When they refused to purchase the toddler, Woods allegedly walked away and left her daughter behind.
Damn. So he could have gotten it for free. Just wait 5 more seconds. He could have gotten it for free.
The citizen immediately brought the child to the police department and told them what happened. Police and the department's victim advocate program took care of the child until the department Children and Families took custody. The 18-month-old has since been placed in foster care, the poor thing. 2 days later, police located Woods and placed her under arrest. She was transported to the county jail, where she remains on a $255,000 bond.
That's like, sad, damn, for kid,
dude,
man.
How desperate were you for $500? What the hell did you need that you would sell your kid?
Drugs.
That's crazy.
Definitely drugs. I mean, you're not selling your child for fucking clothes.
Yeah. Like, you know? Oh my god.
You're selling your child for fucking drugs. That's exactly what's going on here. It's the only thing that can turn a decent person into a desperate person, drugs and shit. That's what I'm getting from this. The poor baby. You think about that damn kid, man. It's
that poor baby.
Growing up in that system, who knows where they're gonna fucking end up, how they're gonna turn out and shit, you know?
Yep.
This is the origin story of that damn child. It's like, hey, I almost got sold for $500. You can look it up on YouTube, fucking tube. Or whatever, you know?
Jeez.
Told you it was nothing good I had.
All right. Well, I got one. Rats and cats. Rats are cats. Which one would you like? Rats or cats story?
Cats, obviously.
Sure. All right. Woman arrested after allegedly setting her cat on fire in Florida.
Why would you do that? Why would you get that story?
What?
That's terrible.
People need to know this stuff.
Oh, my God.
A 79-year-old woman is facing aggravated animal cruelty charges for allegedly setting a cat on fire in Pompano Beach, South Florida. It's reported that Elgathy Celestin, who's currently in police custody, held the feline inside a raccoon trap before burning them alive.
What an evil bitch. So we couldn't even get out.
Upon arrival, they found the poor cat trapped in a raccoon trap in Celestin's backyard. After a extinction of flames, rescuers transported the cat to Hollywood Animal Hospital for emergency treatment. Unfortunately, they couldn't save the thing.
Yeah, just put it to sleep.
Yeah.
How much pain would it be in if it was completely burned, man, and all the surgeries and stuff it would have to go through? Like, just put it down.
Damn, people are trying to figure out what the hell her issue was. They have no idea. Residents are trying to find out why. She always seemed normal. She always cared and loved for her cats.
She just lost it that day.
They heard loud, distressing noises coming from her residence before everything went down.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm thinking happened here? It was in a raccoon trap. Maybe she thought it was a raccoon. Like, maybe she thought she caught when it was her own cat.
Yeah.
Because you know how old people can get really fucking aggravated.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I'm fucking halfway old and I'm fucking aggravated all the time. Imagine me when I'm 80.
Yeah, that's going to be a sight to fucking see, man.
God willing, I won't make it to 80. Everyone's like, I'm going to live a long life. They've been like, God willing, I have mercy and get me the fuck out of here soon. But no, please, I'm fucking begging you. No one will be happier than me. But yeah, this is fucked up, man. I'm thinking that's what happened. She probably had a dementia moment, thought it was a raccoon in there.
That's awful. That poor thing.
I thought the 79-year-old woman loved cats.
Yeah, but maybe she lost it that day. Like, she had like a mental breakdown or something, you know? I don't know. That's terrible.
Fucked up, man. All right, let's go out here on a high note. New Orleans police say rats can't stop eating marijuana in the evidence room.
I saw that story.
I don't blame these fucking rats. I mean, could you blame them? Shit.
I can't even imagine that police department.
Dude, they eat everything anyway. Can you imagine them with the munchies?
Yeah, it's completely infested, that place. It's gross.
New Orleans. Holy shit, man. You would think that their police station would be taken care of at least.
Yeah.
You would think so, right? It's a government building.
Yeah. Gross.
So the police department's battling a slew of unsafe conditions at its headquarters in New Orleans. But that's not even the worst of it. The department says it's also facing a major infestation of drugged-up rats at the dilapidated building on Broad Street. The gang of pesky rodents became high after making their way into the department's evidence room to nosh on narcotics. The rats were eating our marijuana, Ann Kirkpatrick, the New Orleans police superintendent, said. They're all high. The dangerous conditions aren't just in the evidence room. Rats have been spreading feces everywhere, including on employees' desks, leading to poor working conditions. Cockroaches have also overrun the facility.
It's time to shut the goddamn building down.
Do it.
These poor police officers are stuck in a building that is disgusting. Why would you want to come to work? That's so gross.
Well, they wanted to fund the police. This is what happens. You got broken elevators, non-functioning plumbing, and an air conditioning system that's been out since last summer.
Oh my God, these poor workers.
The repair bill for all the issues reportedly exceeds $6 million. So we can't build them a new police station, but we could build the Saints
a stadium.
During Katrina.
Yeah.
When everyone lost their homes. Let's all... Fuck, who cares about your homes? Let's all cheer for the Saints. Remember that shit? It was a great moment for New Orleans people. When the Saints got their stadium, everyone else is fucking poor outside the stadium.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. And now you got your police. A measly $6 billion is nothing when it comes to, you know, protecting the people that protect you. You would think they'd have a nicer building. You would think for the police to get new headquarters? Of course we're going to give them new headquarters. Happier people do a better job.
That's crazy, man.
Don't have your people do a better job. If you come to work in a shithole, it's gonna change your mood.
Yeah,
man,
wants to go to work with rats and cockroaches?
Yeah, I fucking put my lunch in the fridge. I came home, the shit was fucking warm.
Yuck.
You know, fucking rats in my shit. You know, who would want to be in that building? Of course you're going to have a shitty perspective. I'm sure crime is fucking skyrocketing there, too.
I'm surprised anybody works there. Yeah. I wouldn't want to work there. And then you're sweating your ass off?
If there's a job out there, there's someone to fill it.
Well, a supermarket employee pleasured himself onto produce and other unsealed merchandise, according to the Colorado police, who say that videos of the vile activity were found during a recent search of the man's residence.
How do you get proof of that at his residence? Are you taking pictures of this shit?
So disgusting. Stephen Masalta, who's 32, was busted last month on charges that he masturbated outside numerous coffee shops and businesses in Fort Collins area. At the time of Masalta's arrest, cops executed a search warrant at his home and seized electronic devices containing incriminating video evidence. While investigators were reviewing the results this week, in addition, additional misdemeanor and felony counts being filed against him. So he was outside coffee shops masturbating. Mm-hmm. They go search his house and he's masturbating on produce.
I guess it's just a thing of like people
gross.
It's kind of satisfaction knowing other people are doing something with their body parts or some shit. Like those people who were fucking making the cupcakes for the... Remember that?
Yeah, the sperm frosting.
The husband and the wife. They were doing it together. She worked at a school with kids and they were feeding it to the kids. Remember that shit? It was a weird fucking... Weird case.
Since his February arrest, Masalta has been held in lockup in lieu of a $25,000 bond. He is scheduled for a March 22nd court appearance. The police probe of Masalta has determined that he was employed at a Safeway store in Fort Collins for a brief period ending last month. Mm. Videos recorded by Masalta, police allege, show him masturbating onto fruit, vegetables, and baked goods, all of which were not commercially sealed inside the supermarket. The clips have allowed detectives to identify alleged victims, some of whom are believed to be minors. As a result, Masalta has been charged with 16 attempted sexual assault on a child count because children were eating the fruit.
Well, yeah, obviously.
As the probe continues, police anticipate additional charges and more victims being identified. Oh my God.
This guy's a fucking piece of shit, man. Ugh. He's no fucking worse, though, than the people that are licking ice cream for Instagram. And
yeah, remember that shit, too? No,
TikTok it was. It was TikTok, right?
Nasty people, man. There's nasty people in this world.
It's disgusting, man. I mean, these people have to put this in their bodies. They're eating this shit. And you're doing it for what? I mean, you're not even sticking around to watch the reactions. So what are you doing it for? You're not... I mean, at that point, it's just pure evil, you would think, right? Because you're not getting anything out of it. You're just doing it just to do it.
Just to go home and laugh about it, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
There's a difference in between a person who kills 16 random people as opposed to someone who kills 16 people that did him wrong that he knows.
Yeah.
And at least that person would say, all right, well, he has a motive. This person fucking, you know, cut him in line at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it might not be a good reason, but he's got a reason.
Yeah.
If you're just killing random people doing random shit, like, this is just random violence to me. You're putting your fucking semen on something and leaving. So you don't give a fuck who gets it as long as someone gets it. You know, there's something that makes it even worse. When you think about it like that.
So gross. So fucking gross.
Disgusting fucking people, man. And it really makes you want, like, harsher penalties for people, you know? And speaking of TikTok, dude, did you hear about that ban that they're going to do with TikTok?
No.
People are up in fucking arms, man. They're talking about banning the app TikTok unless China sells it or some shit.
I thought one state already did ban it, didn't they? Michigan or some state over there.
They were supposed to ban it where, like... You know, if you're a politician or a person of interest in government, you shouldn't have it on your phones because it's tracking or some shit. But now they're trying to ban it in China. Oh, no, they're going to... Well, China has to sell it, I guess, or they're going to ban it in the U.S. where you can't even, like, have the app. If you have it, it just won't work or you can't download it anymore in the U.S. It's just an app that you'll never see.
Well, it's fine with me.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't use it, so...
People are all over the place about it, though, man. You know, there's a lot of TikTok users out there, and they're freaking the fuck out because they want to keep using that stupid bullshit.
Well, because they make money.
Yeah.
A lot of them make a lot of money.
Yeah, they make a lot of money on there, but there's another one out there. There's going to be another one that's going to pop up. It's just like, you know... I guess the bigger issues are saying free speech. They're going to start coming after people. And they say, if they can ban ad app, what's next? Are they going to come after this one? Are they going to go after that one? And you're talking about arresting people for saying the wrong thing. There's a lot of weird conversation coming out of this TikTok ban that people are talking about. It can be the catalyst, the beginning of a bunch of crazy shit. So, I don't know. You hear about Lil Nas X, your favorite fucking country rapper, gay guy, whatever the fuck you want to call it?
Okay, well, I liked one song, so he's definitely not a favorite of anything. But go on. I did see something about him running, doing a marathon or something like that.
So he ran the New York City Hall Marathon for the first time over the weekend and had a pretty rough go at it. The singer and rapper, known for hits like Industry Baby and Old Town Road, allegedly couldn't find a pair of running shoes in time, and so he ended up repping Coach, the fashion brand he has been a spokesmodel for since 2022. He ran the entire 13-mile track in a pair of Coach Distress leather high-top sneakers, which might make for some strong drip, but are in no way made for endurance running. So this idiot was running in a pair of fucking Coach shoes, thinking he was going to like run a fucking marathon in these things, and there is a difference in shoe styles. That's why you have running shoes, basketball shoes, you got casuals, different makes, you know, for different kind of lifestyles and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So according to Page Six, this moron he had no training for the event, having reportedly never ran for longer than 3 minutes at a time. And even then, only in a treadmill in his air-conditioned house. The half marathon apparently marked the first time that the musician went running outdoors. He completed the 21-kilometer race with a final time of 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 53 seconds. But running 13 miles with no training, not to mention highly unsuitable footwear, took a physical toll. He shared a video on his Instagram story after the race showing that his legs were so fatigued that he ended up needing a wheelchair.
Oh my god.
The next morning, he posted a video to his Instagram story from his bed, yelling at his cat for jumping on his sore legs, which he claims are in quite a lot of pain right now.
Well, you just ran 13 miles.
This fucking idiot, man.
With no training.
Yeah.
You didn't even get your body ready to do it.
Always a fucking drama queen, these people. Always dramatic.
Like, oh my god.
This fucking fruitcake, man. Well, there you go. There's Lil Nas X trying to run a fucking marathon. I don't know, man.
What do you think about this fucking
absolute fucking idiot? That's what these people, they make
it. He completed it. Good for him.
He did.
And my ass could never. Are you kidding me?
13 miles in 2.5 hours? That's
no.
That's not a great time.
I couldn't even run 1 mile.
I mean,
I would die.
You could if you trained for it. You have to train for it for a long fucking time and give up all your life.
I could probably do a quarter mile after that. Like, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pushing it. One lap around the damn track.
I mean, at like a light jog, I could probably jog a mile, and then I'm dead. I mean, you give me a month on a treadmill and training some cardio back, I could beat his time if you give me some proper time here, instead of being a fucking dad who just gets high all the time. Give me some time. I'll fucking do it again.
God.
All right, well, not to be outdone, Sherry wanted me to let you know that little boy that you were so concerned about, that little 12-year-old boy, was finally found, and they found him inside of a Target store.
What are you talking about?
That little boy that you were worried about, that little boy, you were fucking watching the news intently. You were sending letters to the news station trying to find that boy. She wanted me to let you know he's finally
safe. I had no idea anyone was missing.
Damn it, just go on with it. Just go look. This happened in Blacklick, Ohio, where this 12-year-old boy was found alone inside a Target store before it opened Monday morning, according to the Columbus Division of Police. Police had received a call about 6:15 a.m. about the boy being found inside the store located at 8100 East Broad Street near Reynoldsburg. Investigators added that the boy spent the night inside the store by himself. Authorities believe the boy had run away from home. How cool would that be? You're at a Target. All the lights are out.
Yeah.
What do you do first? 12-year-old.
I don't know. Probably go to electronics, right?
I mean, the first thing you do is you fucking grab yourself a cold drink that's right there at the front. You grab some of those Reese's.
Yeah.
Or you might just be too afraid, like, man, all this shit, I'm stealing all this shit. But you're 12, I mean. There's either one of two ways that can go. You can be horrified to touch anything.
Or you just make yourself at home.
Or you just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm 12, fuck this shit. I mean, yeah. I guess, like, the TV show answer would be, I'm just going to run in the back and play air hockey by myself and then do all sorts of crazy shit, you know, and have, like, the stereo going and you're jumping on beds, you know how they would do in the movies?
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Pesci shows up trying to steal shit and then you got to fucking outsmart him and his fucking pal. I mean,
Jesus, man.
It's not going to be like Mannequin where Kim Cattrall comes alive and you fuck her all night long until the people come in the morning and then you see a fucking a statue and they're like, what are you doing? You ever see that movie, Mannequin?
No.
Great movie. I keep talking about it. And it showed up as a suggestion for me. So something in this room is fucking... Everything in this room is listening to us at all times.
Yeah, I said that years ago.
Dude, it's so weird. I was talking about mannequin on one of the shows, and it immediately was there. A suggestion for a nerd. Fucking mannequin.
My Facebook now has ads for Binoid.
Well, that's good.
I don't use it. I never talk about it, but because my iPad is in this room and you talk about it...
Maybe it's telling you to
it's
fucking...
It's popping up on my Facebook, and I'm like...
Maybe it's telling you to fucking get with it. So, anyway. Where was I at? So, dispatchers initially said... that the boy was 7 years old, but later updated that he's 12 years old, so I don't know how the fuck they got it that wrong. A Target employee found that the boy was getting ready for the store's 8 a.m. opening. They found him. There was a statement saying that the store contacted law enforcement upon finding this child and cared for him until the authorities arrived. The 12-year-old was taken to the Franklin County Child Services building while police were working hard to locate the parents. The parents filed a missing report on Sunday, and they found him pretty quick. They connected the dots afterwards. So there you go, man. This kid had a pretty nice adventure in a Target overnight. You would have went to the soda. That's where you would have went. You would have went to the soda, and then you would have fucking grabbed like a carton of cigarettes.
Gotten like a little Debbie snack.
And some beer. And you would have been over by the beer.
I would have been in the lawn furniture department, just chilling out.
Hanging out, reading magazines.
Yep, give me all the trashy magazines that are up at the register. I'd be
yeah, you had chilling. A good time. I wouldn't touch shit. I'd be sitting there at the fucking door, like, waiting for someone. Like, hurry the fuck up. I'm not paying for any of this shit. Oh, God, it'd be a fucking mess. Because you know what? You always got someone that comes in there and immediately has you painted as an asshole.
Bingo.
So there you go, man. This is my favorite segment of the show today, because it's been a weird fucking few days, and I don't know if it's the weather changing that's doing it to us, but we're both pretty beat up. I got a nasty headache that's been, like, kicking my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's stress or anger or what the fuck it is, but you got some stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I got pressure going on behind my left eye. I don't know what the fuck. It's for 2 days now. Well, it could be allergies, but I'm not sneezing or anything. So,
yeah.
I mean, there is fucking pollen on everything down here. So that could be what it is.
The car is green again. I got to take that to the wash in like another couple of weeks.
Everything you touch outside is gross. Yeah.
Another couple of weeks, I'll take it. I'm going to make sure it's gone before I go get it done, because otherwise you're doing it two or three times over the fucking spring, whatever. But anyway, I like this segment a lot today. But for some, I know I like it. I have no reason, no idea why the hell you like it so much.
Because you talk more.
That's why you like it? Is that why? I'm going to put that here in the notes and remember for next time, so don't fucking lie to me. Well, we didn't even talk about the live show on Friday. I had a great time. Did you? I enjoy the live chats.
Yeah.
I love the live shows, man, and all the funny things that happen in them. I fucking love it. All right, let's get to the show here. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my many half-siblings that I'm not signing up to be responsible for everyone? This is the one that was left over from the live show.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I have a lot of half-siblings.
Do you feel responsible for any of them? Would you if something were to happen?
My one sister, yeah. The other ones can all fuck off.
So if one day, one of the other sisters showed up at your door, they showed up
here
one day,
in
tears, with like a black eye.
Don't care. You're not my problem. Go away. My family, I don't like my family.
Yeah.
I like my sister. By the way, people, 5 weekends in a row, plans have been canceled with my dad. So I like my sister.
That's fucked. Yeah, you did. You were blown off for 5 fucking weekends in a row.
And this past weekend, I had said something on Saturday morning, and the response was, we're going out today and tomorrow. Yeah, so, like, I couldn't even get a chance to, like, try to reschedule it for Sunday. It was, like, canceled before it was even suggested. I'm like, okay, no problem. Yeah. Didn't suggest another day. I'm done. So
just be done with it. Just never, just do what I do, man. I don't know why you even try. Seriously, you try.
Because they're parents. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know why.
I don't know. To me, it's just much easier letting somebody go than just fucking trying.
I know, but it's so stupid. They're right around the corner. And they're getting older. So yeah. I'm like, I'm trying. I'm putting in an effort.
I guess it depends how much you care. Back. I guess it depends how much you care about the person. Because, I mean, after a while, everyone's got their fucking limit, man. You know? And I guess you haven't hit yours with them yet.
Not yet. I've hit it a few years ago, but I'm still
around. Still trying. I guess you did hit it then. All right, well, the title might lead to some confusion, so I'll try to make this clear. I'm a 25-year-old male. I'm the oldest of my dad, aka sperm donor's many, many children that he's had throughout the last 25 years. As of right now, I'm the oldest and have been known as the oldest for the last 25 years. My mom was married to him when she found out he was cheating. She kicked him to the curb during her pregnancy with me, and right after I was born, it was announced he was expecting baby number two with his affair partner, and one of my half-siblings was born a little while before my first birthday. This guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not the guy talking, obviously, the dad. I did not grow up having a relationship with any of these children because my mom expected more than photo ops from him. She expected him to be a parent and help pay for what I needed, but he didn't want that. None of the other mothers of his kids chased him, so I was cut off by him, and he floated around, never really working, and being in and out of the lives of his other children. I did meet some of my halves when I was a teenager, and I wasn't really interested in forming a relationship like they were. It was weird because the ones who reached out were not much younger than me, but expected me to take over as sort of the head of the family and the male role model. When I turned 20, a bunch more of them became known to me. 12 new ones, which made for 15 at that point. Holy shit.
His
dad.
This dad is like, he's got some issues, man. Keep that shit in pants.
Fuck. A lot of them were kids, so I didn't want to be a jerk and reject them harshly. So I spoke to their mothers and told them I was not going to be this amazing big brother their kids wanted. A couple of years ago, I was like, you know what? Fine. And I joined a group chat with the siblings over the age of 13. I'm not very active, but I figure it would be good to at least know about these people so nothing ever happens there. It was that worrying for me that when I met my fiancé, we actually did talk to her parents and got a DNA test done because I have so many half-siblings that I think it's scary. But if he doesn't want anything to do with them, then why does he fucking care?
Because he's got so many half-siblings, he wants to make sure that she's not one of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, from that point
you
of view.
Get someone I gotcha. Throwing his sperm around and, like, you know?
No, okay. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you have, at this point, you have 15 siblings with the possibility of there being a hell of a lot more. Like, yeah, you better check, because...
I guess if they're all located in the same area.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you met your wife, like, a town over or two, then I don't know. Because it's like, what are the chances?
Yeah, but his dad could move a town or two over.
Yeah. I guess in this situation... Yeah. You gotta be sure. I never even thought about that being a possibility. Like, this girl he's dating could be one of his dad's. Wow.
I've read a lot of DNA stories.
Yeah, you watch a lot more weird shit like that. Last week there was a situation with my halves that became a little explosive. They were asking why I hadn't talked about my wedding with them. The half closest in age to me found out through social media. It became a big deal that they were not going to be invited, and then it turned into, you're the oldest, you should be stepping up and acting as the head of the family, and making sure you are there for all halves we have or find in the future. What the fuck? Are they forming a super team? What the fuck is this?
And this is crazy. He doesn't really know them.
He doesn't. I mean, you don't have to just accept money. Everybody in, you know?
Each head costs money.
Fuck that, dude. That's what I fucking... I talk about this a lot with family and shit. How it just annoys the crap out of me. Like, just because you have a title or you're a part of a blood-related group doesn't mean you have to fucking, you know, be their end-all, be-all and accept them with your open heart.
This is not his responsibility. This is dad's responsibility.
So it's not his.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know it sounds fucked up, but there's got to be a line here. Like, fuck it. Like, if you grew up in a house with your brothers and sisters, obviously you got a bond there. That's
right.
But, I mean, just because these random fucking people, hey, I am your third brother twice removed, just mean for the first time, like, oh, so? I mean, it's not like, hey, let me give you the shirt off my fucking back. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need $100? Like, what the fuck? Like, some people are like that. Good
and
for them.
This is too many.
Yeah.
This is, like, way too many. I wouldn't want to be responsible for any of them.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just fucking weird, man. It's just, I don't know. I told them that it was not happening, and I'm not signing up to be responsible for everybody. They said that they were acting like I was having each other, and my life is not a good thing. I don't know what the fuck that sentence means, or he wrote it fucking weird. I told them I would never have chosen this, to have halves coming up that'll be over 20 years younger than me. Half-siblings maybe even older than me for all we know, and never knowing if the people I meet could be my half-sibling. I told them I am not her sperm donor and I will not take responsibility for our father's mistakes. They called me an asshole and said I should embrace this huge family. Am I the asshole?
No. Can you imagine finding out you have a brother or sister that's 20 years younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And if you help one of them out...
Yeah.
Then the others are going to start asking. Like, you can't, there's too many.
Yeah.
I would remove myself from the situation.
I mean, you're like, inheriting a lot of bullshit.
That's a lot of drama. Holy
you
crap.
Are inheriting their entire life drama.
Everybody
they've met that come into their lives are now in your life.
They definitely need to do some 23andMe shit, man. Dude. I guarantee, like, every couple of weeks, someone's going to pop up on their thing.
I mean, if I was this guy and you really want to be removed from the situation, then remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it doesn't sound like a healthy thing for him. Get the fuck out of it. Just get out of that chat, change your phone number, and pretend they don't exist. Do you secretly want to feel wanted? Is that your is that how this guy gets off? He wants to feel wanted and tell him no all the time? Is that his way to get his rocks off? I don't know. It's like he's teasing them at this point. Like, why even half in? Either get half in, you know, go all in, or get all the fuck out with this bullshit, you know?
Well, he's not an asshole for not inviting them to the wedding. That's not at all.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's too many damn plates. Yeah.
It's too much.
Too much. His dad is a scumbag.
I don't think this guy's an asshole, because obviously you have the choice, you know?
Yeah, no, not an asshole.
Like I said, that whole family bond thing, it's just a title. I know when you think about the tradition of families change, it's not this nuclear unit anymore. I mean, I believe in it, but I mean, what we have here is not what other people have in their households. A lot of families are fractured, and kids are split, and they hate their parents, and the parents hate each other, and we get remarried 8 times, and, you know, fucking, we have the same family we started with, the same family we still got to this day, you know? It's still here. I don't know, man. There's no fucking right or wrong way to do this thing. But, I mean, everyone handles it differently. You know, there's not one size fits all. Everyone's situations are different. You're not supposed to all be this way. There's no rule book that says your family has to be this way. You all have to love each other forever. And no, some shit happens in life and you split apart, you know? I feel like this guy needs to either make a fucking choice here. Do you want them in your life or not? Don't be fucking teasing them. Well, I'll talk to you guys a little bit in chat, but you can't be in my life. Like, the fuck's the point of that then, you know?
It's his choice.
But it's a fucking stupid choice. It's stupid to me. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like, hey, you know, I got these people in my family. Of course they're going to want to get to know you. When that fucking wacko cousin came out of the fucking blue to talk about my grandfather with this shit, you know? Yeah. I heard him out, and then I heard what was really going on, and shut the motherfucker out. Not one word's been said. Because you don't go all half in or half out, because getting set expectations aren't, you know? I don't know. It sounds like I want to call this guy an asshole, because I really do.
He's not an asshole, though.
And I guess
it's
wrong.
Not his responsibility for, you know, at all.
I stand corrected. Mm. So I know you got something planned for the next couple of days.
Yeah, just sitting.
Waiting for the blinds.
Sitting on the couch, and get the blinds will be done early tomorrow morning, and I'll be happy.
A couple of hours.
Yeah, for a couple of hours until I'm pissed off again. Yeah. But, you know, that's life.
That's life, man. That's my fucking life.
You're such a dick.
Yeah, I am, but you know what? I don't apologize for it. It's just who I am at this point. You know, I'm fucking 41 years old. You think I give a shit anymore?
Just own who you are. Who
own
cares?
No matter if you're 41 or 21, well, no, you're 21. You still got room to grow. If you're 41 or 31, because when you're 31, you should be pretty much, like, set in your ways. Like, you should know who the fuck you are, what drives you, what you want to do, and what you want to be, and you know what makes you happy and not happy, so... It is what it is, man. I'm going to be hanging out. I'm trying to finish the stupid Sex in the City show and watch some other bullshit. I don't know, man. I got a lot of stuff. The list keeps growing. People keep recommending stuff.
Well, hurry up with Sex in the City, because it's making you miserable. Don't, like, if you watch a show like that, all you're doing is pissing yourself off.
No, I'm a pretty happy guy. I've been in a great fucking mood the past week or so. It's been a good... It's been, you know, I've been all right. I've been happy, you know? I've been doing whatever. Just hanging out. Just living life, man. I'm enjoying what time it is. And a nice weather, too. It's getting really good. It was 70 degrees, so I'm happy about that.
You can go back out there and stare at my fridge.
Let's do
it's
it.
Fucking beautiful.
I need a drink out of that, so tell people where to find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voices of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.